the world, that understandable and lawful world, was slipping away. Once there was this and that, and now, and the ship had gone. The conch was snatched from his hands, and Piggy's voice shrilled. "I didn't vote for no ghosts!" He whirled round on the assembly. "Remember that, all of you!" They heard him stamp. "What are we, humans? Or animals? Or savages? What's grown-ups going to think? Going off, hunting pigs, letting fires out, and now!" A shadow fronted him tempestuously. "You shut up, you fat slug!" There was a moment's struggle, and the glimmering conch jigged up and down. Ralph leapt to his feet. "Jack! Jack! You haven't got the conch! Let him speak!" Jack's face swam near him. "And you shut up! Who are you, anyway? Sitting there telling people what to do. You can't hunt. You can't sing." "I'm chief. I was chosen." "Why should choosing make any difference? Just giving orders that don't make any sense. Piggy's got the conch." "That's right. Favor Piggy as you always do." "Jack!" Jack's voice sounded in bitter mimicry. "Jack! Jack!" "The rules!" shouted Ralph. "You're breaking the rules!" "Who cares?" Ralph summoned his wits. "Because the rules are the only thing we've got." But Jack was shouting against him. "Bollocks to the rules. We're strong. We hunt. If there's a beast, we'll hunt it down. We'll close in and beat and beat and beat." He gave a wild whoop and leapt down to the pale sand. At once the platform was full of noise and excitement,